At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever gazed upon a field of wheat swaying in the breeze, with each stalk moving not on its own, but in harmony with the wind? This beautiful natural dance is not dictated by the wheat itself, but by the force that moves around and through it. This imagery mirrors our lives, where the wind represents God's guidance, and we, like the wheat, are moved by His will. In moments of uncertainty and anxiety about what tomorrow holds, it's this divine guidance that reminds us that God holds your tomorrow, and we should cast our burdens on Him. Today, I invite you to explore the depths of trust and surrender to God's divine plan. We will delve into why we should place our worries in His capable hands and the peace that comes with knowing He is in control. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Matthew 11, verse 28 tells us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In this inviting verse, Jesus calls out to those who are burdened and weary, offering them the ultimate rest and peace that can only be found in Him. It echoes the core message of casting our burdens upon God, highlighting the restorative rest that awaits us when we lay down our worries at His feet. By coming to Jesus with our burdens, we embrace the divine exchange. Our heavy loads for His light and easy yoke, finding solace and strength in His presence. Now, let us seek to further understand God's sovereignty in our journey through life. It's easy to become burdened by the worries of tomorrow. Questions about our future, our career, our family, and our purpose often cloud our minds. Yet, the Scripture offers us profound reassurance in Psalm 55, verse 22, which says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." This verse isn't just a command. It's a loving invitation to trust in God's unfailing strength and support. Consider the narrative of Joseph, who faced betrayal, slavery, and imprisonment. Despite the trials, God's plan for Joseph's life was unfolding perfectly, leading him to become a ruler in Egypt, second only to Pharaoh. Joseph's story teaches us that no matter how chaotic our situation might seem, God is in control, working everything out for our good. God's sovereignty is like the wind that moves the wheat. It guides us and shapes our destiny. Just as the farmer trusts the seasons to bring the wheat to harvest, we must trust God's timing and plan for our lives. His ways are higher than ours, and His thoughts are beyond our understanding. As stated in Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9. Embracing this truth frees us from the burden of trying to control everything and enables us to live in peace, knowing He holds our tomorrow. Faith in God's sovereignty also means believing that He is working in our present for a future that we cannot yet see. It's about recognizing that our current struggles, doubts, and fears are part of a larger narrative that God is weaving together. Like the Israelites' journey to the Promised Land, our path may not always be direct or free of obstacles, but it is leading us to a place of blessing and fulfillment. Placing our burdens on God is an active trust in His ability to carry us through. It means making the choice to trust God, even when the future seems uncertain. This choice is echoed in the life of Abraham, who, called to leave everything familiar behind, stepped out in faith, not knowing where he was going, but trusting God's promise. Embracing God's sovereignty involves understanding that our strength and wisdom are limited. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Paul reminds us that God's grace is sufficient for us, for His power is made perfect in weakness. This principle teaches us that in moments when we feel overwhelmed and incapable, that's precisely when God's strength can shine through us the most. The acknowledgement of God's sovereignty brings a profound sense of peace. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 encourages us not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This peace isn't the absence of trouble, but the presence of God in the midst of our trials. To cast our burdens on God means to daily lay down our worries, fears, and uncertainties at His feet. It's a practice that requires humility and the recognition that we are not the masters of our destiny. Just as Jesus invited all who are weary and burdened to come to Him for rest, we are called to hand over our burdens to God, trusting that He will provide the rest we need. In surrendering our burdens to God, we also open ourselves to receive His guidance and wisdom. This divine guidance is essential as we navigate the challenges of life and make decisions that align with God's will. The act of casting our burdens on God is an expression of faith that declares we believe in His goodness, faithfulness, and love for us. It's a testament to our trust in His plan, even when we can't see the way forward. This faith doesn't just expect God to take away all our problems instantly, but it believes that He will be with us through them, strengthening us and ultimately using our experiences for our good and His glory. When we truly understand God's sovereignty, it changes how we view every challenge and uncertainty in our lives. It helps us to move from a place of anxiety to one of purposeful trust. Furthermore, recognizing God's sovereignty helps us to see the beauty in our journey. Just as each season has its purpose in the natural cycle of growth, so do the seasons of our lives in the spiritual and emotional growth that God orchestrates. The Apostle Paul, in Romans 8, verse 28, assures us, saying, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." Whether we are in a season of planting, growing, or harvesting, each phase is integral to the unfolding of God's plan for our lives. Trusting in God's sovereignty also means acknowledging that our understanding is limited. We see only a part of the picture, but God sees the whole tapestry of our lives. This humility before God's omniscience is what Solomon speaks of in Proverbs 3, verse 5, advising us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In practical terms, casting our burdens on God involves a daily decision to trust Him with our worries, hopes, and dreams. It requires prayer, where we communicate our fears and desires to God, and meditation on Scripture, where we allow God's Word to speak truth into our lives and situation. The spiritual discipline strengthens our faith and deepens our relationship with God. Casting our burdens on God is a journey, not a one-time event. It's a process of learning to relinquish control and trust in God's perfect timing and plan. Each step of the way, God is refining us, teaching us to depend more on Him and preparing us for the future that He has in store. Let us now explore the peace and rest in casting our burdens on Him. My friends, casting our burdens on God does not only relieve us of the heavy weights we carry, but it also ushers us into a place of peace and rest. This peace is a profound sense of well-being and security that comes from knowing that God is in control. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus offers this peace to His disciples, saying, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This divine peace is a gift, distinct from anything the world can offer, for it remains steadfast even in the midst of life's storms. My friends, resting in God is an act of faith. It is believing that He is at work, even when we cannot see the evidence of His hands. It is waiting on the Lord with the assurance that He will renew our strength, as promised in Isaiah 40, verse 31. "They who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This imagery of soaring on wings like eagles captures the essence of the spiritual elevation that comes from placing our trust in God. This rest and peace that we find in God are essential for our spiritual well-being. They allow us to disconnect from the chaos and noise of the world and connect more deeply with God. In these moments of quiet and solitude, we are reminded of what truly matters, and we find clarity and direction for our lives. It is like finding a quiet shelter in the midst of a storm, where we can hear God's voice more clearly and receive His guidance and wisdom. Also, the peace that comes from casting our burdens on God affects not only our spiritual life, but also our physical and emotional well-being. Scientific research has shown that stress and anxiety can have significant negative impacts on our health. Therefore, by releasing our anxieties and fears to God, we are also taking a step toward better health. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 does not just speak to our spiritual condition, but also to our physical and emotional state, when it teaches us not to be anxious and assures us of God's peace. The practice of casting our burdens on God also fosters a spirit of gratitude. When we take time to reflect on how God has sustained and provided for us in the past, our trust in Him grows. We are reminded of His faithfulness and goodness, which in turn cultivates a heart of thanksgiving. This gratitude is not oblivious to the challenges we face, but chooses to focus on the blessings and provision of God amidst those challenges. Living in God's peace and rest also empowers us to be a source of peace and encouragement to others. As we experience God's faithfulness in our lives, we are better equipped to share that peace with those around us who are struggling. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4 tells us that God comforts us in all our tribulation, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Our testimony of God's peace becomes a beacon of hope for others. In embracing the peace and rest that God offers, we learn to live in the present instead of being consumed by worries about tomorrow or regrets about the past. We can find joy and contentment in the here and now. This doesn't mean we ignore planning for the future or learning from the past, but we do so with a heart anchored in the peace of God, trusting in His guidance and provision. Understand that the journey to experiencing God's peace and rest is ongoing and deepens as our relationship with Him grows. Each day offers a new opportunity to cast our burdens on Him and step into the peace that He promises. As we do, we discover that this peace transforms us, making us more like Christ and drawing us closer to the heart of God. And now, let's turn our attention to embracing God's promises in the midst of uncertainty. In the fabric of our journey with God, woven through the acts of casting our burdens upon Him, lies the golden thread of embracing God's promises. This is particularly crucial in the midst of uncertainty, where fears and doubts often cloud our vision. Holding on to God's promises is an act of faith that anchors us in His faithfulness, reminding us that He is not only aware of our future, but holds it in His capable hands. The Bible is filled with promises that span every aspect of our human experience, from provision and protection to forgiveness and eternal life. These promises are not mere words. They are commitments from God Himself, assurances that despite what we see or feel, His plans for us are for good and not evil, to give us a future and a hope. Embracing these promises requires a deliberate shift in focus from our circumstances to God's character and His unwavering faithfulness. One of the fundamental promises that God offers us is His presence. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, God assures us, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." In moments of uncertainty, this promise is a lifeline. It tells us that no matter how challenging our circumstances might be, we are not navigating them alone. God is with us, guiding, comforting, and providing for us in ways we might not immediately recognize. Yet we can trust that they are all for our good. Another key promise is God's provision. Philippians 4, verse 19 assures us, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." This promise challenges us to redefine our understanding of need, aligning it with God's perspective, and trusting that He knows and provides exactly what we need at the right time. It's a call to live in dependence on Him, recognizing that our true sustenance comes from above. God is our provider, not our job, our financial investments, our social status, or the approval of others. He is the source of all our needs, offering sustenance, security, and fulfillment beyond what the world can offer. In the midst of life's storms, God also promises us peace. John 16, verse 33, offers us the words of Jesus, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." This peace is not as the world gives, which is temporary and circumstantial, but it is a deep-seated peace that endures through all trials, rooted in the victory that Jesus has already won on our behalf. Furthermore, according to Romans 8, verse 28, God promises to work all things together for our good. This doesn't mean that every circumstance will be inherently good, but rather that God, in His sovereignty, is able to transform even the darkest moments of our lives into opportunities for grace and goodness, which ultimately reflects His glory and molds us more into the likeness of Christ. It's a promise that gives purpose to our pain and hope in our heartache. Embracing God's promises also means standing on His word in prayer. 1 John 5 verses 14 to 15 remind us of the confidence we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have what we asked of Him. This is not a blanket endorsement for any request we make, but it is a call to align our desires with God's will, knowing that His plans are always better than ours. Holding on to God's promises is an act of defiance against despair and doubt. It's a declaration that our hope is not in the transient or fleeting things of this world, but in the eternal and unchanging character of God. As we embrace His promises, we find the strength to face each day with courage and the assurance that no matter what the future holds, God is already there. He holds our tomorrow, and He is good. My friends, let us renew our commitment to embracing God's promises, especially in times of uncertainty. Let us meditate on His word, allowing His promises to fortify our faith and guide our steps. And as we do, may we experience the deep peace, joy, and confidence that come from knowing our tomorrow is in the hands of a loving and faithful God. These principles that we have explored invite us to a deeper relationship with our Creator, where trust surpasses worry and surrender unlocks divine peace. As we lay down our fears and anxieties at His feet, we're not only unburdened and unbothered, but also uplifted, finding comfort in His presence and strength in His promises. Let us move forward with courage, holding on to the assurance that in God we find the anchor for our souls, the healer of our hearts, and the eternal source of our hope. Together, let's step into each day with the knowledge that God is with us, guiding us through every moment of our journey, assured that He holds our tomorrow, and confidently casting all our cares on Him. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, I come before You with a heart full of praise. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the author of life and the architect of all that is good and beautiful. Your greatness and power is beyond understanding, and Your love is everlasting. Lord, You are worthy of all honor, glory, and adoration. Thank You, Lord, for Your manifold blessings in my life. Thank You for Your unfailing love and mercy that greets me each morning. I am grateful for the protection, provision, and peace that You continually bestow upon me and my loved ones. Your faithfulness is my shield and buckler, a source of strength and comfort. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have faltered and strayed from Your path. Forgive me for my doubts, fears, and worries that have often overshadowed my faith. As you have forgiven me, I also extend forgiveness to those who have trespassed against me. Mighty God, in this moment of prayer, I cast all my burdens upon you, for I know that you care for me. I surrender every worry, every fear, and every uncertainty into your capable hands. I declare, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I rebuke the attacks of the enemy, and I bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, and discouragement. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed in body, mind, and spirit. I declare victory over every form of sickness, depression, or spiritual attack that comes against me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare peace to reign in my heart and mind, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, bless me and my loved ones abundantly, according to your riches and glory. Let your favor and grace surround us. Protect us from harm and evil, guide our steps, and light our path. Cover us in our going out and coming in, and lead us away from all temptation. Shield us from the attacks of the enemy, and let no plan of the adversary succeed against us. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, standing in faith for the manifestation of your promises in our lives. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, guide, comfort, and empower us to walk in your will and purpose. Bless us, Lord, with the courage to cast our burdens on you, embracing the peace and rest that only you can give. Together, we claim victory over every trial and provision in every area of need, declaring healing and restoration in every aspect of our lives. Protect us and our loved ones. Cover us under your wings and lead us in your everlasting way. We praise you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives and for all you are about to do. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.